Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting to have base and base towards the bottom. We learned in the end of the previous Daf, Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, that says that one who's taking out from one Rishus to another is not Chayev Achianuch until he places it down or until he stands. He needs to be Maniach, he needs to stop the item and not be walking with the item in order to be Chayev. So says the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom. Madimar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "The loike Rabbi Yosi." It's not like Rabbi Yosi. The Tani we learned in the Braiso. Hamoitzi chatzi gorgeres. Someone takes out half a fig, which is only half a shear. Vehinicho. He placed it down on the floor. Vechazo voitzi chatzi gorgeres. And then he brought down another chatzi gorgeres. Iminicho b'toch arba amos la'ushayno. If he placed the new half fig next to the first half, within 4 amos, chayov. V'im la patr. If he didn't place it there, he's patr. Rabbi Yoimer, im hiviroi derech aleo chayov, v'im la patr. Rabbi Yisi says you don't have to place the next half next to the first one. Just by walking next to the first half within 4 amos, that is enough to be mechayev. So what do you see? The Rabbi Yisi is arguing, because Rabbi Yochanan required to have anacha. And Rabbi Yosi says, you don't have to have anocha. Just by the fact that he's walking next to the first chatzi gorgeres, it's mitzaref. Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yosi Ovid ha-me'alech kemeniach. Rabbi Yosi agrees, you do have to stand, you do have to do anocha. But when a person is walking, he's putting his foot on the floor, that's considered to be standing. You don't have to actually stand. Walking is considered that every step is another standing, is another act of anocha. But he agrees in theory with Rabbi Yochanan that you have to stand. Just walking qualifies as standing. Says the Gemara, but if so, the same way, according to Rabbi Yosi, walking is considered to be standing, to be mechayev a person in Ritzo Shabbos, so also walking will be considered as standing regarding liftar. So what the Gemara is bothered by is, according to Rabbi Yosi, someone goes out of Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, the minute he steps outside, it's considered to be that he's maniach. It's considered to be that he placed it on the ground. Then he takes it and he crosses and he passes by the original chatzi gorgeres. Why is it mitzdarev? Why is it joined together? There was already hanocha before. As the Gemara concludes in Av Gimel Amud Aleph, Kivan Shoytzio Nasa Kamush Shinich Hashem V'yapater. The minute going down to Shusar Rabin, that moment is considered to be that he placed it down on the floor. And now you're not combining these two chatzikazais, the one that, which is further away, and the one which is right now placed in the beginning of Shusar Rabin. Says the Gemara, Tipote shehoyso nesun b'toch da'al damis. The first chatzik gorgeres wasn't far away. It was within 4 amis of the door. So if it's within 4 amis of the door, so then as he's going out, the minute he goes out, that first step that he does going out from Shusar Rabin, when he places his step on the floor, he's within the 4 amis of the other chatzik gorgeres, and therefore they join together. So says the Gemara, using the gears of Rav Chaim, but Rabbi Yosi added a sentence. Rabbi Yosi said that if he has chatzik gorgeres going above the other chatzik gorgeres, then he's chayav. But if not, he's potter. What do you mean if not, he's potter? If the original chatzik gorgeres is within 4 amos to the door, so there's no way to be potter. Once he goes out of the Rishus HaYachid, he automatically will be chayav because the other chatzik gorgeres is within 4 amos. And to the Gemara, my Rova bar Breda Papi, Tipoter shehoyo ha-pesach rachav chamesh amos. The door has a width of 5 amos. Ve'oitzi achas dekan v'achas dekan. He took one chatzik gorgeres to one side of the door, and the other chatzik gorgeres to the other side of the door. Ve'oitzi is a shniya b'toch arba amos la'yushoyno. So he mainly there's 4 amos distance between the two chatzik gorgeres. Meaning, what does the Gemara say? When Rabbi Yosi says chayov, he says, if the first chatzik gorgeres is within 4 amos distance from the door, and the next chatzik gorgeres came in that same direction, so then it's chayov because it could seem to be that they have entire gorgeres within 4 amos to each other. But if not, what is the reason saying if not? The first chatzik gorgeres is within 4 amos to the door. It is within 4 amos to the door. But the door itself is a very wide door. So it's within 4 amos to the right side of the door. He's going out now from the left side of the door. So if, when he goes out, the first step that he does is more than 4 amos away from the original chatzik gorgeres, then he will be potter. Says the Gemara, Tam and Tanin, we learned over there, it's a Mishnah Maseches Krisis. So there, the Mishnah is trying to show how one can do one action and be chayav multiple lavim. So the Mishnah says, Yish oiche l'achilo achas, one can eat one piece of iser, v'chayav aleha arba chatois v'ashom echad. It will be chayav four chatas, one ashom. Four various that he does by eating. And the Mishnah explains, talk about a tameh who's eating a chaylev, and the Mishnah goes on through that. Comes over Mary and says, I can add you another iser. He did it on Shabbos. And while he's eating, he's walking out from Shusha Yochid to Shusha Rabim. He said, now he's over, also Yisur Shabbos, add that to the list. Amru Lois, Rabbanan told Rameir, Ein Nor Hashem, this is not included, it's not the same thing. Shezechai Mishum Me'alech, Vezechai Mishum Me'niach. So the Gemara understands right now, what did Rabbanan answer Rameir? The other Yisur that we mentioned, once a person swallows the piece of Yisur, he's Chayav. He's eating Chayav, Betumo, he swallows it, he's Chayav on Chayav, he's Chayav on Tumo. But on Shabbos, he's not going to be chayav until he stops, till he rests. Now, the resting can happen either if he stops from walking or by when he swallows it and goes into his stomach. But while he's eating it and he does the initial swallowing, he's not chayav on Shabbos, but he will be chayav in the other streams. That's what Rabbanan is telling our mayor, don't add Shabbos to the list. Says the word, Mani Omruloi. Who's the ones, when we have a machlekes, you have a mayor saying something. And then come Rabbanan and say, Omruloi, they told him. Who's usually Omruloi? If the Baal Machlekes of Rameir, it's Rabbi Yosi. Usually Omruloi is Rabbi Yosi. Machlefos Shitosu de Rabbi Yosi. Says the Gemara, now, L'chur, we're finding a contradiction, Rabbi Yosi. Taman lo yov adam alach kemeniach, v'kol vidam alach kemeniach. There Rabbi Yosi says that when he swallows, he's not chayav because he's still walking. You have to stand in order for the food to be considered to be standing for Shabbos. So walking is not considered to be standing. And we just learned before, this we're starting this daf, that Rabbi Yosi holds, that me'alich k'oimet. Someone who's walking is considered to be standing. So it's a steer, a contradiction, Rabbi Yosi. Answers the Gemara, we're not talking about somebody that is walking. So if we're not talking about someone who's walking, what is Rabbi Yosi referring to? When he says that he's eating, he was hoitzi when he was eating. Says the Gemara, Rav Yudan Tipote will explain it, shayam mutol ala skupo. The food is in the doorpost of the house towards the outside. It's in Mishus Rabim. Miktsosoi bifnim. The person himself is half inside. Upiv lechutz. And his mouth is outside in Mishus Rabim. Uposhat yodo v'not lo v'ochlo. Varei lo yilech. He took his hand, took the food which is outside, put it into his mouth which is outside as well, and he swallowed the food. And now the food goes into his throat, down to his stomach. So a mayor holds, the minute you swallow, it's said to be that it rests, and it's chayav because it went into his throat, it's chayav from Shusha Ram to Shusha Yochit, and you add it to the other Yisurim that he's doing. Rameh says no, it's not considered to be munach until he reaches his stomach, but he's already chayav on the other Yisurim once it reaches his throat, once it reaches the base of Bliya. So he there's no steering Rameh. Rameh agrees if you're walking, every step that you're doing is considered to be standing. But here he's not walking, he's standing still. He's just swallowing something from the outside to the inside. Says Reb Chaim, that's the words that Rashi tells Rameh. Zechaim shuma'alech, v'zechaim shumaniach, what does it mean? By us, he's munach, he's standing. So he's chayav only on swallowing, you have to wait for it to get to his stomach. But zechaim shuma'alech means that Shabbos itself, if he would be walking, he would be chayav every step that he does. So initially the Gemara understood that zechaim shuma'alech means the other yisurim you chayav, even when you're walking, because when you swallow, you're chayav. And in Shabbos, you chayav only when you're standing. Says the Gemara, yeah, no. He basically says when you walk, it's considered to be standing, as we said before. Zechaim Shumalach means when you're walking on Shabbos, you chayav for walking. Every step you do is considered to be standing. But when you're not walking, so you're relying on the fact that he swallowed the food. It's not considered to be that the food was swallowed until it reaches his stomach. But in any case, we answer this theory of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi agrees if you're walking, it's considered to be standing. Continues the Gemara now in the Gimel Amud Beis. Someone swallowed half a kazais, which is the answer. Then he spit it out, and he went and ate it again, the same chatzi kazais. So his chayav is considered to be as if he ate a full zais. That's regarding eating. But if he brought in a chatzi gogeres from Shusha Rabim to Shusha Yochid, and that same chatzi gogeres, he took out from Shusha Yochid to Shusha Rabim, then he's potter. Says the Gemara, "Ma beino levin kadmeso." What's the difference between the two cases? Why by swallowing, if he swallows chatzi kazayis and then he swallows that same chatzi kazayis again, so he's not chayev, but by Shabbos, taking half a gerges inside and bringing it back outside, he's potter. Says the Gemara, there, in the end of the day, his chekri, meaning his throat, enjoyed a kazayis. He had a half a kazayis. And then he had another half a kazayis, even though it's the same half a kazayis. But in his throat, there was a total of a kazayis. But here we talk about a yitzah. He didn't take out the gergeris. He took out a half and brought in a half. They don't join together. Sometimes he will be doing a full gergeris and he still will be potter. What's the case? Hey chavido, hoitzi chatzi gergeris v'hinicho v'chazov hoitzi chatzi gergeris v'lo yispik la'hinicho at shenisro farabishoino. He took out a half a gergeris and he put it down on the floor. He went out to take another half of gergeris before he was able to place the second half. The first half was burned. It's not there anymore. So I went asked the gergeris shleimo avu pater. So even though he did take out a full gergeris, half a gergeris plus another half of gergeris, but because when he took out the second one, the first one wasn't there, they don't join together, and he's pater on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, how does he know that? How do we know this klal? Begin mid mayosol chalovin v'hu avatken. Because we're comparing it to eating chaylet, to eating a iser. And that's where we learn it. Because by chaylev, a person eats a half a kazayis. And then he eats another half a kazayis after kedei achilas pras. They don't join together. The only way to join two kazayis together is if it's done in one shot. He learns that tzor Shabbos, as long as one is still in existence, it's considered to be one melocha. But if one of them is burned, and then you break the other half, these two halves don't join together. The same with two half of kazayis don't join together after a certain amount of time. Says the Gemara, "Rabbi Yehoram moitzim shusayoch chidushus rabim derech karmelis chayof." So we're going to learn. There's shusayochid. That's the inside of a house. Shusarabim, that is the public domain. There's something in the middle called karmelis midoraisa. So we don't consider it to be another rishus. But Rabbi brought this rishus called karmelis, something which is in between a private domain and a public domain. So the Gemara says now, someone takes an item from Rishus HaYochid, and he's going to Rishus HaRabim, but on the way he's passing through a karmelis. So even though he's walking through a karmelis in the middle, he's still chayof. How do we know that? Min ha-moitzi la'achorov. From someone taking something out in the back, on his back. Well, how do we see that? Min ha-do, the following Mishnah. Ha-miskame lo'itzi l'fonov u'bolo la'achorov poter. Someone is planning to have an item in front of him. He needs it for his money, and this pouch went to his back instead of the front. So he's not really doing what he intended to do. So therefore he's putter. When something is in the back of a person, it's not as protected as it is when it's in the front of the person. But if he planned to do this pouch in the back, and it came to the front, chayav, because now he did even better than what he intended. He wanted it to be in the back, and it came to the front, so that's even better. So the Gemara is midayak. What happens if he planned it to be in his back, and it actually stayed in the back? Then for sure he's chayav. That's what you see from the Mishnah. So the Gemara v'efsha shalayase b'inur levin ha-koysel karmelis. So the Yerushalmi is mechadash ha-chidish. When a person is walking out the house, how much space does he have between his back and the house? A very small space. Less than an amount, which is a makom chashuv. It's less than four tefachim. An area which is so small, less than four tefachim, is a karmelis. So as he's taking his first step out of Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, at that moment, he's standing one step away from his house. At that moment, he has a pouch on his back, which is in a karmelis, because it's only four tefachim between the person and the house. The Yerushalmi learns that a person creates his own rishus by the usage that he does. So he's right now, but he's standing a little less than four tefachim from his house. At this time, he's creating a karmelis between himself and the house. The pouch is right now in the karmelis. So you mean what happened over here? This person went out of the house with a pouch on his back. He took one step, the pouch is in the karmelis. He took two more steps, now the pouch is in Rishus HaRabim, and he's chaya for that. So the Gemara understands, he went through a karmelis to get to Rishus HaRabim.
So the Gemara says, "Tipot shayu ponov afuchos lakoisel umesoy lachorov."
He didn't walk straight, he walked backwards. So as he takes a step backwards out of the house, the pouch is facing the back. Now the back right now is Rishus HaRabim. In other words, there's never a small space of less than four tefachim where the pouch was, because he was always going backwards. The mas already went out to Rishus HaRabim.
So, this is
not a normal way to take out things. When someone does something, he's not chayav. Why is he chayav? He's going backwards.
The professional schleppers, the professional katofim, when they go out of a small space, they sometimes have to maneuver and walk backwards. It is normal to walk backwards in some cases, and therefore it's considered to be darkoi. Says the Gemara, V'yido Amrado, where do we find this idea that we say that if one walks through a karmel, is his chayav? Where we find another dugma to that? Says the Gemara, D'mar Rav Acha, Rav Maisha, B'shir Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Maisha, B'shir Rabbi Yochanan said, Hamoitzi oichli v'nostan ala skupo. Someone took out food and put it on the doorpost, which the doorpost considered to be a karmelis, and from there he took out the shusharabim. After he put it on the doorpost, he picked up, put a shusharabim, he's potter. Haskupo alav karmelisi, the scope is a karmelis. So he's potter because he placed it there. Master, if he didn't place it, if you walk there, he walked through the shusharabim, through two shusharabim, through the doorpost, he is chayef. So you see from here, the walking through a karmelis is still chayef. Says the Gemara in Davdala Mudalef, Ovoi Shlev Yoisi Deloyim Romin Karmei. Rav Yoisi was upset on himself, he didn't bring this raya on his own. This raya that Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yoisi wanted to bring it on his own. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Gimel.